Yes, you're listening to RDU 98.5. This is the Burnt Breakfast. Right, now you might remember them from when they were part of our Ōtautahi Music Access program. Well, they've been carrying on doing the big work, and they've got a very exciting performance coming up. I am, of course, talking about Gibson 98, and I have one half of Gibson 98 on the line with me right now. I'm talking to Dean this morning. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Liam. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing even better now that I'm talking to you, buddy.
Ah, there we go. Yes, that's what I need. Hey, how are you? How's 2023 been?
Oh, yeah, I've been great. I've been doing, just the usual thing. Now, 2023 has been a fantastic year. It's definitely grown, and we've progressed as not just mates between me and Mark, but as a group as well. And we've ticked a lot of boxes, and we're really, really thoroughly happy with how it's played out for 2023. And we can't wait to see what 2024 has in store for us.
Oh, yay. Oh, I'm really happy about that. But, yeah, it feels like you guys have been doing a lot this year. Like, do you think you'll look back on it and be like, yeah, this was quite a formative year and sort of our development and all that?
Absolutely, 100%. Nah, there's been a lot of things that we did this year that we never actually would have ever expected to be given an opportunity like that. So a lot of boxes ticked. Looking back at it, even though it's still 2023, still in December, but it's been a great year, and we're really looking back upon, you know, debriefing on a week by week basis, and just looking back and reflecting. No, thoroughly happy. Can't ask for any more, really.
Oh, that's brilliant. And you have, now I don't know much about these, so I'm quite excited to hear about it. But you are part of, you've been selected to be part of one of the big fan live performances up in Auckland, might I add. Can you kind of explain how this came about?
Honestly, I'm still scratching my head. Because I genuinely...
You're like, yeah, I have no idea how we're doing this. Like, what
no
the fuck?
I have no idea how we're doing this. No, it's look, Big Fan, for those who's listening that may or may not be aware of Big Fan, they it's like a community-based music sort of facility where they have a live venue as well as studio spaces, and it was started by Joel Little, who people would know as Lord's producer back when Pure Heroin came out. He was like 2013, and he's also established himself as a internationally recognized producer, working with the likes of Taylor Swift. So it's sort of him. It's a way for him to give back to the music community, and this was an opportunity that just popped up on my feed, like while I was about to go to bed, death scrolling. And I saw it, and
there,
I was like, yeah, we've all been there, haven't we? And I saw it, and I was like, wow, this is a really great opportunity, and there's absolutely no harm in trying. We were very, very fortunate and incredibly grateful and thankful that they took us in. And because I remember the day that one of the blokes up in Big Fan had called me, and I thought it was just going to be like a generic, like, oh, you know, like, got your application, really, you know, really appreciate it, awesome work, unfortunately you didn't get it. But within 10 seconds he was just like, yeah, you got it. And it took me so long to even decipher what he was saying, because I was just so taken back that a prime opportunity like this, and we got given it. So the team up in Big Fan, super, super grateful, and yeah, really, really excited for the performance.
Yeah, now, and like, that this is part of the excitement of it, is kind of, it's all, you know, really flash, like state-of-the-art equipment and all that, isn't it? Like you get there and it's going to be kind of one of the flashiest setups you've probably ever experienced.
100%. 100%.
Oh, that's so cool.
Even having meetings and yarning to them and talking about specs and like the real nitty-gritty stuff, and having to like go on my laptop and Google some of the things that they say, because it just didn't learning something new every day. But no, super grateful, and I can't wait, and I'm really, really excited. Both Mark and I are really excited.
And they fund the whole thing, don't they, to get up there?
Yeah.
Wow.
No. So everything that they provide is local. So we're making our own way up there.
No, oh, right.
Thankfully we've got a team of people up in Auckland that we know that's helping us along with the journey. And it'll be really, really, really excited. It'll be our first time playing with our Auckland crew, as well as first time playing through in-ear monitors. So it's going to be fantastic, and we're really, really excited to perform on what we've been working on, because everything up until now has just been a learning experience.
It's
not like we're established. It's not like we know what we're doing. The truth is that we don't really know what we're doing, and every day we are learning, and we're always asking questions. So really excited, really, really excited.
And I think an important detail that should be noted was it's quite rare for Canterbury and Otatahi artists to perform at Big Fan, isn't it?
I can't say on the top of my head I've seen anyone do it, but I will say this, because I know that this is something that's going to continue through into 2024.
Mm.
If there's any artist, any Otatahi based artist, or anyone in the South Island, or anyone that's not in Auckland, like when you see these application rounds opening up, just go for it. You've got nothing to lose. I highly, highly encourage anyone in Otatahi who is an artist who's regardless of where they're at, if they're just starting out or if they've got a backing or if they're fully established, just apply for it. Just go for it. See what kind of story you can tell, because I think there's a real opening for not just the South Island, but Christchurch in particular, to really showcase what kind of music we've got. In the city.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And I think sometimes we get a little hesitant around these things because, for example, like Big Fan, it's in Auckland. And we all get a little hesitant. We're like, oh, Auckland, you know, it's for Aucklanders. But no,
of
like,
course.
Big Fan, I'm pretty sure that they're like looking for acts from around the country.
I think so too. I think so too. And I think, for anyone, again, if you apply, I mean, it's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not get it than to be given an opportunity and not be prepared. So if you are going to apply for it, you never know. They might phone you up and say, hey, we want you to fly up. So make sure that you guys are prepared for it. But fully go for it. I encourage anyone and everyone to go through the process. It's really, really straightforward. And you don't have to pander or just do what is expected. Just be honest. Just be completely honest with the application. Be honest with your craft. Be honest with your message. And just fully go for it, because you never know what will happen.
Oh, absolutely. I think that is such a wonderful message. Thank you. So inspiring. I've got to ask, the performance itself, I think every musician, kind of their journey with their like public performing always changes, I feel. But kind of for Gibson 98, where are you guys on that kind of live performance journey at the moment? Have you seen that change much?
Yeah.
Mm.
Both good and bad, I'd say. I remember April, I think it was like April 20th or April 25th, 2022 was like our first time actually playing live.
Yeah, because right.
For the previous year, we'd been working on songwriting, on production, on releasing music, and we kind of skipped that process of performing live. So I remember our first performance just being so rusty, just being just like subpar.
Yeah, right.
And then throughout the year, like the remainder of 2022, and then into 2023 being a big year, it's all a learning experience. You learn a lot from yourself. Doing something as spectacular as performing live, and the truth is I've never seen myself as a singer, and in fact, to be honest, to this day, I don't really call myself a singer. If I say I'm a singer, I think I'd be insulting thousands of people around the world. But no, it's always awesome to be able to. The more you do these things, the more that you learn about yourself. And we are learning, and we are always learning, and into the future, we will continue learning. But it has been a it has been a process. Every performance we come out and we always think about how we can do better.
And fair enough, as you should, I think. That's such a good attitude to have. And that performance is this Saturday, I believe.
Correct, yes.
So are you in Auckland already? Or are you still...
No. I'm sitting in a meeting room at work.
So when do you leave? Do you leave on Saturday, do you?
No. So we're flying out tomorrow morning.
Cool, cool.
Flying up to the Big Smoke, and then, we'll just see how it goes. It is quite daunting when you think about it.
You'll be great going
up to Auckland.
No, don't worry about it. You'll have a fantastic time. I'm so happy for you, Dean. I think it is so cool what you guys are doing. Now, will people here get to see that performance anywhere?
Do you mean like online?
Yeah, like, yeah. Is that a thing?
We haven't really thought about it.
It's all right.
But I can say this, for anyone in Christchurch who wants to come see us perform live, I can say that we are playing one final show for 2023 in Wonderbar.
Oh, fantastic.
So anyone who wants to come, $10 online. There will be door sales available, but I don't know what the pricing is. So yeah, $10 under the radar. Help yourself. See you guys there. Because most likely how we perform up in Auckland, we'll bring it down south as well.
And when is that performance?
That's on the 23rd. So it's Christmas Eve.
Yep.
The eve of Christmas Eve.
Nice. Nicely put. Hey, Dean, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And I'm so excited for your performance this weekend. Good luck with it and have a wonderful, wonderful time.
Thank you so much, Liam. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for your kind words. And I'll see you around. Thank you for everyone who's listened to me talk as well.
And that was Dean from Gibson 98. Such a sweet guy. And really cool duo. Tickets to that Wonderbar gig under the radar. If you're listening from Auckland, which is weird if you are, you should be listening to BFM. But if you are listening from Auckland, make sure you go to that show on Saturday.